96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tomorrow is Election Day. Imagine this. You show up at your polling place to vote. You've always been looking forward to it every voting season, and certainly you're looking forward to voting this time. So you get there, and someone tells you you can't vote. Are they telling you the truth? How do you know? Is it voter intimidation? Well, tonight we're talking about your voting rights ahead of tomorrow's Election Day. And my guests are Marcia Johnson Blanco. She is co-director of the Voting Rights Project for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. Also, we have Edward Hales, managing director and general counsel for the Advancement Project here in Washington, D.C. If you have a question or comment about your voting rights, wherever you happen to be, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and beyond, if you're concerned about what's happening or could happen tomorrow when you go to the polls, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Certainly follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR or at HFisherWHUR. We're also joined by Dr. Lorenzo Morris, political science professor at Howard University, just coming in from giving out grades in class, I'm quite sure.
Only sharing wisdom, the great.
Dr. Morris, thank you so much. And I appreciate all of you, for joining me. I want to start right off the top when we're talking about our voting rights and what we are expecting to happen tomorrow. The Department of Justice is planning on sending some 500 poll monitors out for 28 states, 67 jurisdictions. Ms. Johnson Blanco, what is that about?
Well, the Justice Department, traditionally under the Voting Rights Act, was empowered to send out election observers who could be in polling places. But because of the 2013 Supreme Court decision that nullified a major provision of the Voting Rights Act, they can now only send monitors who can be outside polling places and can be only invited inside by election officials. So that's a major difference that we're seeing. This is the first presidential election without the full protections of the Voting Rights Act. And what that means is that the Department of Justice, while they're sending monitors to these states, they will be outside monitoring the vote in states where that there's been an identified problem in previous elections or by the community, but they wouldn't be able to go inside the polling places like they did before unless invited to do so by the poll workers.
And then, Mr. Hales, talk to me specifically about a lot of the talk that we've heard during the course of this campaign, where we've heard supporters of Donald Trump saying that they're going to be monitoring the polls and the like and making sure that everything is right. Can anybody be a poll monitor?
Not everybody. Everybody could be a poll monitor. There are terms that are used about poll watching, and poll watchers have to be qualified under state law to be in a place to challenge voters on election day at their polling places. The people who are poll monitors, who may represent one or another party, must in fact stay within a certain zone outside of a range of protection that is established by the state law as well. So it may be a 75-foot, maybe 100-foot. It depends on the jurisdiction, how far they must be outside. But they cannot, under any circumstances, intimidate, threaten, coerce voters who are attempting to vote on Election Day.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your voting rights. How do you know whether or not you are being violated at the polls? Dr. Morris, lots of discussion about rigged elections over the past several months. Is that just talk, or is that really possible? And this is why I ask. Just today, There is a local TV reporter who says that he is registered to vote in three states because he has moved around a lot. Is there a stopgap measure for him, for example?
Well, that local reporter is not likely to upset the outcome of any vote. There is no evidence, as you know, of any significant cheating on an individual level to affect the outcome of a vote. Now, the idea of vote rigging implies that some public actors or some parties managed to get into the public sector and change the outcome, which would require them doing it in virtually 50 states or at least 10 of the critical states, which would require a level of coordination far beyond anything, for example, shown by the present Republican Party or even the Democratic Party in terms of coordinating, so that it would require massive conspiracy to cheat at the state levels. Now, you can intimidate minorities, and that, as we know, has happened historically, but to talk about vote fraud as a function of the state, of a government agency, requires for any significance a massive level of corruption unlike anything that I think either party is capable of managing in a way that would be successful. Obviously, you can target certain groups like minorities because that's a small segment in distinct communities, which is one of the reasons the Voting Rights Act emphasized the targeting of suspect counties and districts. Though it's not a real threat. I mean, there's been no evidence of the threat at the state level. Mm-hmm. And when people bring it up, it is, however, traditional to argue when there are people who see themselves in or are seen in an authoritarian situation to claim that other people are violating authority.
Mm-hmm.
A characteristic of movement leaders who are populist or authoritarian around the world is to claim that everybody else is breaking the law. Look at what happened in Turkey as one example.
Mm-hmm. Well, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about your voting rights tonight. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. Let's talk to Omar. Omar, calling from Silver Spring. Omar, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to know, what do you do when you're confronted with one of these poll monitors or poll watchers?
Confronted how?
I mean, they try to challenge you. I mean, I never had anybody, but I heard a family member that were approached. They were told to show their citizenship, you know, and there was a language barrier, and this person couldn't do anything. But once they came back and they called me, and I was able to take him back into the poll and to vote. But I'm just saying, in case someone else is listening, you know, what step do you need to? Because I just went back with them, and they were able to vote.
I see. Interesting. Anyway.
Lee Atwater was known to be in the 1992 election, I believe it was. Lee Atwater was supposed to have been a Bush master of this, intimidating people. So they wouldn't necessarily officially come. Sometimes they would say, "I know where you work," as some people were going to the polls, black people. We can find out where you work. They would say things that would make people feel uncomfortable. You know, so that kind of voter intimidation can occur. Generally, there are election officials to whom they can be reported, and federal officials in some cases, though there aren't enough of them, but a lot of certified poll watchers to whom they can be reported, and that can be discouraged. The problem is that you often don't know if people have discrete modes of intimidation. For example, one of the modes that I've heard of that might be a problem is simply taking up all the parking spaces.
Wow.
And forcing people to park illegally, just making for discomfort. But the peculiarity I've noticed since 2012, without a lot of proof, is that attacks on the threats to suppress voting have mobilized voters in some areas. And with this recent threat, we've seen some degree of positive reaction among millennials and others that were otherwise indifferent.
So what do you do, Ms. Johnson Blanco, if you feel that someone is attempting to intimidate you as you walk past the placards and signs, or if you feel that once you get through the door and you feel and you're armed with all of the knowledge, but someone says you still can't vote?
So there are two instances. I would say if you were approached outside the polling place on your way in to vote, you ignore that person. When you go into the polling place, you let the election officials know, and they need to do something to take care of someone who's out there intimidating voters. If it's a poll watcher inside the polling place and they're challenging your right to vote, which every state has laws that allow you to challenge someone's eligibility, but they need to do so according to the procedures within that state, and it's something that the poll worker has to oversee. So if that's happening and it's being done in a way that the poll workers are losing control of the situation or not following procedures, that person can call our 866-OUR-VOTE hotline to report it to us, and we will follow up with the relevant authorities. But voters should know that if you know you've done everything you need to vote, you've registered, you know you're at the right polling place, they should not be deterred by these folks, because they have the burden of proving you're not eligible. It's not up to the voter.
But we can call 866-OUR-VOTE, but if I'm voting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and somebody says I cannot vote and there is a discrepancy, what are the chances that I'm going to be able to vote?
Well, you can always vote a provisional ballot,
exactly right.
And we can follow up and make sure that vote is counted. But the important thing is that procedures are being followed. And secondly, if there's intimidating behavior happening, the poll authorities, the election authorities need to immediately address that. And if they're not, we can move that up the chain and make sure it's addressed.
Mr. Hales, you were about to
say
something.
Yes, I was going to say, if I can add, Advancement Project, Lawyers Committee, and other partners in our very extensive voter protection coalition have not just geared up for Election Day, but have been working with election officials around the year to sort of get an idea of what preparations they have made to address aggressive behaviors of poll watchers inside polling places and certainly outside. Letters have gone to law enforcement officials to find very discreet ways to ensure that there's no intimidation that takes place. The Department of Justice is on notice to use their authority through 11B of the Voting Rights Act to ensure that voters are not intimidated. So a lot of work has already gone into place to ensure that voters have a safe and free opportunity to participate in our democracy on Election Day.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about your right to vote, what you need to know. How do you know whether or not your voting rights are being violated? How do you make sure that you have everything that you need to have when you go to the polls on tomorrow? I need to take a break, but I wanted to let Jalea know, calling from Camp Springs, that we're going to be talking to her next. So, Jalea, please stay on the line. I will be taking your question. Also, for those that are interested in the information regarding making sure that you have everything that you need, what is that phone number again, Ms. Johnson Blanco, for the Lawyers Committee?
It is 866-OUR-VOTE.
866-OUR-VOTE. And the website, Mr. Hales, for the Advancement Project.
It's advancementproject.org.
Advancementproject.org. And as always, we're going to make sure that we post that information on WHUR.com. More information about your right to vote, including something that we heard last week that a lot of people may not be familiar with. There are actually some places where you can change your vote. Ever heard about that? We're going to talk about that as well. So please stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. More of your questions and comments in just a moment.